Namaste, Sarasatun Deva, Gauravani Pacharne, Nirvishesha, Shunyavati, Pasukatya, Deshikara. Om Agana Tivarandasya, Gananjana Salakaya, Chaksurulitam Yena, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha, Shri Chaitanya Manovishta, Stapitam Yena Bhutale, Swayam Rupa Kadamaya, Dati Swapadati Kam, Pandeham Shigra, Shiuta Parakamala, Vigra Vaishnavan Sya, Shirupam Sakurjatam, Sahara Raghunatam, Vidamtam Sarivam, Sarvaitam, Sabadutam, Vridina Sayutam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Radha Krishna Vadam, Sahagana Lalita, Shiva Sakam Zijam Sha, Hey Krishna Karnam Sindo, Dinabandha Gatate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namosite, Tapta Kanchena Gorangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishubhanu Siddhadevi, Pranamami Hari Priye, Vancha Kapa Druvyascha Kripa Sinuvyevacha Padirana Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Momaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Pranitananda Shedvedigarad Harshivasati Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 20, Lord Vishnu's appearance in the sacrificial arena, text number 16. Varam jamat kanchana manavendra.
Varam jamat kanchana manavendra.
Subalas tapavir,
by sacrifice.
By
certainly, sulabha, easily obtained, tupobi, by austerity, yogena, by practice of mystic yoga, va,
or
yat,
because of.
Samachitta, and one who is equipoised. Bharti, being situated. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. My dear King, I am very captivated by your elevated qualities and excellent behavior, and thus I am very favorably inclined toward you. You may therefore ask for me any benediction you like. One who does not possess elevated qualities and behavior cannot possibly achieve my favor simply by performance of sacrifices, severe austerities, or mystic yoga. But I'm always equipoised in the heart of one who is also equipoised in all circumstances. Purport. Lord Vishnu was very pleased with Maharaj's good character and behavior, and offered him a benediction. The Lord openly says that performing great sacrifices or undergoing the austerities and mystic yoga practice cannot satisfy him. He is pleased only by elevated character and behavior. But these cannot develop unless one becomes a pure devotee of the Lord. Anyone who has developed unalloyed, unflinching devotional service unto the Lord develops his original good qualities in spirit soul. The spirit soul is part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has all the good qualities of the Lord. When the spirit soul is contaminated by the material modes of nature, one is considered good or bad with reference to the material qualities. But when one is transcendental to all material qualities, all of these qualities come out. These qualities of a devotee, 26 in number, is listed as follows. 1. Kind to everyone, does not quarrel with anyone, fixed in the absolute truth, equal to everyone, faultless, charitable, mild, clean, simple, benevolent, peaceful, completely attached to Krishna, has no material hankering, meek, steady, self-controlled, does not eat more than required, sane, respectful, humble, grave, compassionate, friendly, poetic, expert, silent. The Lord is satisfied by the development of the transcendental qualities of the living entity, and not by artificial performance of sacrifices and mystic yoga. In other words, unless one is fully qualified to become a pure devotee of the Lord, one cannot expect to be liberated from material entanglement. Well, Vishnu Vraya Krishna Prasthai Buddha, Srimati Bhakti Siddhanta Swami Dharamana, Namaste, Sarasatam Deve, Gauravani Pracharane, Nirvishesha, Srinivadi, Pasgatyade, Siddharana. If the aim of life is to become liberated from material concept of life, then one has to know what the real concept of life is. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Naham Vipra, Nishunara Patira, Naham Vapi, Nasudra. That I don't have any actual material designations. That I'm Gopi Bharata Pada Kamalayara, Dasa Dasa Anudasa. I am simply the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. So that's our actual identity. And when we're conscious of our actual identity, then we're aware of all the good qualities we have developed. As soon as one becomes aware of that identity as Krishna's servant, fully, it means simultaneously, one becomes completely aware of Krishna. We can't be aware of Krishna without actually being aware of our spiritual identity, and we can't be aware of our spiritual identity unless we're conscious of Krishna, because that's who we actually are. Now there may be different stages of achieving that awareness of Krishna. Therefore, Sri Rupa Goswami has given us a Dao, Shraddha, Tata, Sadhu, Sangha, Tyabhajna, Kriya. Which is the same thing that Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, as I pointed out yesterday. Madmana, Bhava, Madhato, Madhyaji, Mam Namaskur. That is the progression of hearing about Krishna, so we begin to think about Krishna and follow his instructions, coming to this platform, trying to become his devotee, to actually take up Bhajna Kriya, worship of Krishna, and then becoming meek and humble, Namaskuru. Giving up our false identity, our false conceptions that we're something special because of our, we have a special false ego. In other words, if we're 1/10,000th of Tipahara size and we're proud of the fact that we have a big false ego, it means that we're proud of the fact that we're in a big illusion, which is not a very good thing to be proud of. Therefore, liberation begins, or means, that one is free from the false ego, realizes that one is simply the servant of Krishna and all of Krishna's representatives and all of Krishna's devotees, and ultimately serving Krishna's devotees means to serve all living entities. Then one can actually give up all misconceptions and take seriously the process of pure devotional service and give up all anxieties and worrying because one realizes oneself to be under Krishna's protection. Then whatever outside influences may remain become neglected and one can actually become an effective instrument to Krishna in this world. Now, generally by sacrifices or by other material activities, or activities, sacrifices are not necessarily material, but by yoga, or as mentioned here, by sacrifice or karma, then these are things meant to help us come to the platform of developing the character of a pure devotee. The character of a pure devotee is there because he's fully engaged in Krishna's service. But in order to fully engage in Krishna's service, one may have to go through the different stages of practicing engaging in Krishna's service, either by recognizing this world is belonging to Krishna and giving up the sense of proprietorship, and therefore dutifully doing one's activities in the realm of karma yoga for Krishna, or seeing things properly through the eyes of scripture, understanding things properly through Jnana Yoga, or by actually meditating on the super soul within the heart and following his dictation by Ashtanga Yoga, or by actually taking up our real identity as Krishna's servant and Bhakti Yoga. So these are all different stages of elevation to the platform of Krishna consciousness. As Prabhupada writes in the Bhagavad Gita, if one takes some yoga practice, whether it be karma yoga or jnana yoga or astanga yoga, it doesn't come to the state of bhakti yoga, then all his efforts remain incomplete. A real yoga means bhakti yoga. Real connection with Krishna is done through bhakti, through devotion. And therefore, through bhakti, Krishna says, Techam sadatam yukdana bhajantam priti purvagam yadani buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. How do we know if someone is actually in touch with Krishna? Then he's engaged in pure devotional service, enthusiastically, without deviation. Then we can understand that Krishna is giving him intelligence how to perform devotional service. That one is actually on the path to devotional service. Just by claiming oneself to be a devotee doesn't make one a devotee. How much we're actually consistently, steadily engaged in devotional service with enthusiasm, with the objective to please Krishna, that determines how much Krishna will give us the intelligence, how to make progress in devotional service. And ultimately, when we're sincere and trying to make progress in devotional service and are able to tolerate the dualities of material existence, then Krishna reveals himself to us personally, and one becomes ecstatic in pure devotional service and develops the qualities of a pure devotee. So our aim is to develop the qualities of pure devotee, not only the qualities mentioned here, devotee is kind to everyone, doesn't quarrel with anyone, he sticks in the absolute truth, he's clean, he's steady, he doesn't eat more than required. These qualities automatically manifest if one is engaged in unalloyed devotional service. We're not trying to manifest good qualities outside of pure devotional service. We're trying to manifest good qualities while we're performing pure devotional service. Therefore, yasyasi bhakti bhagavata kinchana savara gunas tatra samasthite puro parara bhaktasya kutomaha gunan manorate dasati davatomahi. One may exhibit so many good qualities, but if one is not a devotee of Krishna, then these good qualities are a show in order to achieve some material objective. And as soon as the material objective is achieved, one will try to enjoy the material objective and then fall down into the material sphere. On the other hand, a devotee, if they're sincerely trying to please Krishna, then naturally all the good qualities of the demigods will develop within them. Just like if we put an iron into the fire, then the iron gets hotter and hotter, hotter and hotter, and then it takes on all the qualities that the fire has. So simply by constant engagement in pure devotional service, then our natural good qualities are manifested because we become in harmony with Krishna. Krishna directs our senses as Rishikesha. He manifests our activities in this world, but those activities are under the internal energy of Krishna, the spiritual energy of Krishna, and therefore one's activities become as a manifestation of Krishna Shakti rather than Maya Shakti. So that's our choice. Either we can act under material energy or we can act under the spiritual energy. When we act under the material energy, it doesn't mean that we become material. It means that our desires have dovetailed themselves with the material desires, and Krishna is manifesting modes of material nature in our activities. What we think is our activities, but actually they're the modes of material nature, and we've just chosen to be to be subordinate to them, to be subservient to them, to be desiring that I live in the material energy and enjoy the material world. But when we desire to please Krishna by following the instructions of Guru Sadhana Shastra, inspired by the secret soul within our heart, then the result is Krishna puts us under the spiritual energy, Daivi Prakriti Ashvitya. And our activities become manifestations of the spiritual energy in proportion to our surrender, in proportion to our consciousness, our spiritual consciousness. So it's not a question of simply, as it says here, performing some activity. It's performing that activity in Krishna consciousness, to please Krishna, to know what Krishna wants us to do, and then to do it to please Him. Therefore, Krishna says, Tasma sarveshu kaleshu mamanusmara yudhyaja mayarpita manu buddhira mame vaishati samshaya. Therefore, Arjuna should always think of me in the form of Krishna, and at the same time carry on the prescribed duty of fighting. With your mind and intelligence fixed in me, and everything engaged in me, you'll attain me without a doubt. So in the beginning, we're invited to come and hear about Krishna. And when we hear about Krishna, what should be our objective? What should be our goal? Because unless we have a goal, we don't know why we're here, what we're trying to achieve. I mean, it's nice we're taking up space in the temple room, but that's not probably the ultimate achievement. We should know that the reason why I'm sitting here is so that I can hear something I can apply in my life in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, we'll walk out of the room and we won't remember anything. Well, maybe we'll remember something, but it may not be very useful to us. Unless I'm trying to figure out what's going to improve my what I'm hearing will improve my devotional service, then we're just being entertained for a little while. Maybe we're entertained, maybe we're being bored for a little while. Maybe we're just learning tolerance, or maybe we're doing some yoga exercise, trying to sit up straight. Or maybe we're slumping over trying to go to sleep. But we should try to think, what am I trying to accomplish? And then we should apply it within our lives. Then it becomes meaningful. Then there is some remembrance of Krishna in devotion, which is ultimately, if after all the instructions we're not remembering Krishna during and doing service for him with devotion, then we've gotten the wrong instruction. And then after remembering Krishna, then we should try to make serious effort to improve our service. So we come back and hear more, so we can become Krishna's devotee. If we think we're already Krishna's devotee, there's nothing to achieve, then that's nice, and we're all liberated souls. There's no need to explain about how to become liberated. And therefore everyone will think, well, why is this person talking about trying to become liberated, the process of pure devotional service, how to become steady in devotional service, how to develop feeling towards Krishna while I'm performing devotional service. I'm already doing that. I'm already devoted. I'm already constantly 24 hours a day engaged in devotional service. And there's so much ecstasy, I can't even contain it. But I try when I'm sitting in class. So we already think we're a devotee, then at least, maybe we'll get confirmation that I should steadily be engaged in pure devotional service. And I should overwhelmingly love Krishna in separation. But for most of us, including myself, we're trying to become devotees. And as we try to become devotees, then we try to associate with other devotees and worship Krishna. We try to develop not only our worship of Krishna, but also our worship in association with other devotees. If we become a pure devotee of a devotee, then that pure devotee will direct us how to properly serve all the other devotees. Pure devotee doesn't say, I'm a pure devotee, everyone should serve me. No, the pure devotee is one who serves all the other devotees purely. And therefore can instruct us how to properly, according to different devotees' level of spiritual attainment, how to properly serve them. Then we actually become a servant of a pure devotee. Not that here's the pure devotee, I'm serving the pure devotee. I throw some flowers at him or her, and therefore I'm a pure devotee, because I'm serving the pure devotee. The other devotees, well, they're not really devotees, because they're not pure devotees. I only serve pure devotees. But actually the pure devotee serves all the other devotees. So if I'm going to become a pure devotee, I have to learn also how to serve all the other devotees, or else I'm not going to become a pure devotee. And then, Namaskuru, if I think, well, I'm such a great servant, I deserve all the attention that people give me, I deserve everything that they're telling me, how great I am, because I actually am great, then I've missed the point, Namaskuru. That actually I'm simply, if there's any credit goes to my service, is that by the mercy of Krishna's pure devotees, by the mercy of Krishna's devotees, I'm able to engage myself in devotional service by their mercy. Otherwise, I'd be lost in material energy. I have no personal credit, but because I got the mercy of a pure devotee, therefore my activities have come under the spiritual energy, and therefore I become liberated from material concepts, including the fact that I'm a great devotee. Then I can actually see I'm only one of the unlimited, insignificant devotees of Krishna. Then all our worries will go away. Then we don't have to worry about anything because we're under the protection of the divine energy. And if there is any thing left over, any tendency to try to enjoy the material world or act in the material world, that's given up because it's insignificant. And if there's anything that draws my mind away from Krishna, which is considered sinful and pious, I can give it up easily because it has nothing to do with the actual relationship that's such with Krishna that I have, which is of the highest taste. Then one can actually become an effective instrument for Krishna, or more effective instrument. So wherever we start, I mean, generally speaking, we should know where we're at in devotional service, and therefore take some instruction so that we can advance to a higher level of commitment and realization. Not that right now I'm simply struggling to chant my rounds. I don't really like chanting Hare Krishna all the time. I may be on the level where I think I'm liberated, and I want everyone else to think I'm liberated too. Whatever it is, well, we keep on hearing instructions and trying to follow, and then gradually Krishna will see our sincerity and give us the intelligence so we can make further progress. But unless we keep on hearing, unless we keep on trying to understand and apply within our lives, get realizations, unless we actually maintain our association with the devotees and try to learn how to live with them and worship Krishna in their association, unless we try to engage our energies fully in Krishna's service by utilizing all our propensities and assets in Krishna's service, unless we actually try to develop the qualities of a pure devotee and act as an instrument for Krishna and help others become pure devotees, then we remain on some level of pure devotional service, but it may not be the highest level, which is our goal in life. So we can meet Krishna directly, become qualified to meet him, and go back to our real life in the spiritual world. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Yes.
You were speaking about our insignificance of the pure devotee, when he does service or preaches, it makes a significant effect on the world.
Yeah.
So how can one thinks himself insignificant?
Because he knows whatever is being done is done by the spiritual energy. It's not being done by him. But because he surrendered to his spiritual master in disciple succession, therefore he is receiving their blessings in disciple succession. And they're manifest by Krishna's arrangement, the spiritual energy is being manifested, and he's experiencing the mercy of his, because of his service attitude towards the acharyas in disciple succession. He's giving out the mercy and experiencing the mercy himself. In other words, the spiritual energy is giving out the mercy, and he's experiencing that mercy himself as their servant. Everyone has the capacity to desire. So the pure devotee, because he's purely desiring to serve the acharyas in disciple succession, therefore that's his credit. And therefore he comes under the spiritual energy completely, and the spiritual energy manifests his wonderful activity.
Anything else?
Yes.
It is mentioned that when one performs pure devotional service, the all 26 qualities automatically manifest. So while one is not at that platform to practice pure devotional service, how can one start developing these qualities?
Well, it takes the process. Everything is developed when we get Krishna's mercy and he reveals himself to us. So act and take to the process in such a way as that Krishna will feel compassion to us and reveal himself to us. So Sri Rupa Goswami, in the scriptures it says, first of all, accept everything favorable of pure devotional service. Chant Hare Krishna, come to the programs, worship the deities, read Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. try to live in a spiritual atmosphere and serve the devotees, and then give up the things that draw our minds away from Krishna. Illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating, gambling, mental speculation, all the different anarthas, profit, adoration, distinction, so many things. Give them up. And then develop the feeling that Krishna will protect me, Krishna will maintain me. And then naturally, one will have no interest outside of Krishna's interest, spreading the Hare Krishna movement and serving the devotees to help them become Krishna conscious. And one will always, in association with Krishna, when one realizes Krishna's unlimited qualities and the devotees' great qualities too, one will always feel meek and humble. Thank you very much. Prendra Shimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Purnan.